USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is being sent to Walter Reed Medical Center for further evaluation and a series of tests. President Trump will be spending a few days at Walter Reed as well. This is all said to be precautionary. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, campaigning in Grand Rapids, Michigan, has a message for the president and first lady.
My wife Jill and I pray that they'll make a quick and full recovery. This is not a matter of politics. It's a bracing reminder to all of us that we have to take this virus seriously. It's not going away automatically. We have to do our part to be responsible. It means following the science, listening to the experts.
President Trump's COVID-19 diagnosis is having an impact on Wall Street today. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all in negative territory. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump's positive coronavirus test changes the dynamic of ongoing negotiations over a new stimulus package.
This kind of changes the dynamic because here they see the reality of what we have been saying all along.
Pelosi also striking an optimistic tone, saying that she believes a deal will be done with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin that will include another round of $1,200 stimulus checks. The U.S. economy adding 661,000 jobs in September, while the unemployment rate fell from 8.4% in August to 7.9% last month. That's according to newly released statistics from the Labor Department. The economy has recovered around half of the 22 million jobs lost due to lockdowns and other measures in response to the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories regarding President Trump testing positive for COVID-19, Dr. Nicole Sapphire believes essential employees like President Trump and many others put themselves in harm's way every day.
Anyone is vulnerable to contracting this viral infection. Over 40,000 federal essential employees have tested positive for COVID-19, and the president is one of those essential employees. You know, many of them, like myself, we go to work every single day because we are needed. And the majority of people are starting to get back, so we're going to see positive cases. The president is doing what is necessary. He has already begun his quarantine process. I believe he mentioned on last night that he was going to start that even before he tested positive.
An attorney representing alleged Kenosha shooter Kyle Rittenhouse is suing Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his campaign for libel on his client's behalf after Biden shared a video that appears to suggest the teenager is a white supremacist. L. Lynn Wood, Rittenhouse's civil attorney, is suing the former vice president and his campaign on his client's behalf just hours after Biden posted a 50-second clip to Twitter. Biden's tweet reading, "There's no other way to put it. The president of the United States refused to disavow white supremacists on the debate stage last night. There was then a picture of Rittenhouse when he was in Kenosha." For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.